Hi guys, welcome to another episode. Rama, what do you have to say about what happened during the week? I mean, during last weekend, because the round of 16 games have come to an end. And me, I'm feeling a lot of emotions at this point. How about you? What is one emotion you can put your hand on? It's pains.
Yes.
Pains.
Yes. I'm pains because Nigeria. I'm in pains because of Nigeria. But I'm also, I'm not saying I'm happy, but if there's what emotion is like close to happy but not happiness at the fact that we didn't
are content.
Okay, yes.
And the I fact think that word works, right?
It works. And the fact that Sweden beat USA. Because I've been saying since when? For ages that for me, I'm tired of USA winning the Women's World Cup. They have won two back-to-back. I think it's okay. Let someone else win for once. Or for once in three editions, let someone else win. Why do you want to come and win? Yes. Why do you want to come and win three editions in a row? Who does that? We get it. Two people are good and everything, but come on.
That's exactly. Hold them for being good. You can't fault them for being good.
Of course. I mean, it's even good for us when we are watching them play because we are like, wow, USA. Yes. We love to watch you play good tactical football. Good football with goals because we know that if you are playing USA and you think
there's always an output.
You know, you think, okay, I've scored them. I'm leading. I'm leading by 2-0. Okay, I think I'm
you will lose.
You are lying. You are lying to yourself. Lose. Because as long as the game is not over, these people can just come and win, you know?
They will score 3 goals in 4 minutes and you'll be surprised.
Exactly. So even for us, when we are watching, we're like, wow, USA, yes. But let someone else win. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I mean, I get where you're coming from. It becomes a bit boring when one country keeps winning over and over and over and over again.
Exactly. So, I mean, that game...
I get where you're coming from. But to me, I think if US were going to go home, they should have let Portugal score them.
What are you saying?
I think because...
They should go out in their group stages. You are wicked.
They should have gone out in their group stage. Honestly, I mean... Like, I am not taking credit away from Musovic, the Sweden goalkeeper. I'm not taking away credit from her. But I don't mean, when watching that game, as it went to 90 minutes and it went extra time, I was expecting that, like, in extra time, like, US will do everything to score. I mean, yeah, the keeper was great and all, but I mean, can be scored.
She wasn't great. She was phenomenal. She was amazing.
I'm not taking credit away from her.
You are taking.
But my point is, no. This is the point. Wait. This is the point I make. My point is that we have, like you were saying, USA, at the end of the day, will win their game, right? But this World Cup, we've not seen them do that. And yes, they played against Portugal.
Yeah.
And the game they played against Sweden. They played better. But they were still not the USA we know. That is my point. Because the USA we know will not avoid penalties at all costs and win the game.
Yeah,
make a statement.
But
because penalty is like a game of chance, honestly. It's anyone's game at that
point. Yeah, but this is their lackluster performance didn't start at the World Cup. I think it started like...
Oh, it's been happening for years. It's been happening for a while now. I think like the Olympics or something. Like it's been going on for a while. But all I'm saying is that the US we were used to would have won that game.
I miss that USA.
And avoided penalties.
Yeah, I miss that USA team. Anyway, seems
so getting to penalties and bottling the penalties even makes it like even more
honestly.
So let Portugal just beat you and go home and let us know that you are out of the competition.
But
don't come and play very like good not 100% US football, but like good football, and then go and bottle penalties.
No.
I mean, like, why are you trying to give us slow burn? We don't like go home early.
But you are wicked, Papa. They go home early.
No, that's my point. Because we both know that the last World Cup, US beat Netherlands. Right now, this Netherlands team has not changed as much. If they
they have changed a bit. They've changed.
Yeah, and like I'm saying, they've not changed as much. There are a few new players.
What's her name? Oh, this lady that I was asking you about, Van
der Sanden.
Van der Sanden is not there.
But Van der Sanden was injured before. Yeah. This, so definitely.
Yeah, you told me.
Midema has also been injured for months. That one we knew she was not going for the World Cup.
Van Veenendaal has retired.
Yes, she retired. But Van Donsela is also a good keeper.
Well, yeah.
Credits to her. Yes, but I'm saying that it's just, but Van Donsela had was on the team in the 2019. It's just that Van Veenendaal was like the number one.
Yeah.
So clearly he was going to. That's what I'm saying. Like the US team has, like I said, the Netherlands team has not changed as much. But we saw how US scored 2 goals in how many minutes, and this Netherlands, and Netherlands couldn't come back from it, right?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that.
But the US team has changed much compared to the Netherlands team.
Yes. But as we are saying, they've been having these issues for a long time. That is why they were not able to win against Netherlands. Don't forget, they were behind against Netherlands and they equalized. Do you get it? And even the equalized, you remember how that goal came about and we talked about it and all that. So, like, that's all I'm saying. Go. They didn't even top their group. It's been how many years since the US has not topped their group? It's been, their commentator was saying it's been like the last 3 or 4 World Cups or something.
No, Netherlands game, the final game last time around, it was 2-0. Netherlands didn't score. It was 2-0.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm talking about this game, this group stage game.
The group
US stage game. Behind.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they were behind. The 2019 World Cup, before Netherlands could say hi, 2 goals had come. Lavelle had done Lavelle things and goal had come. You get it. And they didn't sit up. This lackluster playing they came to play. Even against Vietnam, you saw how the game started. Like Vietnam was being as aggressive as the US. And it seemed like the intensity from the Vietnam side went down. Okay. But if Vietnam had kept the intensity, I'm sure it would have probably been just 1-0. Yeah, so, I mean, all I'm saying is that if you are bringing this lackluster football, go home early. Okay, like, just go, like, Canada. They went home early. Do you get it? Like, take the attitude home. U.S. should have taken the attitude home in the group stage.
No, but don't give us a little hope. I disagree with you if you mention Canada and USA in the same sentence. If Canada is
Don't compare
USA going home early to Canada.
No, I'm not comparing USA. Canada. I'm just saying that. Canada was they didn't really come to play the World Cup. You go home in the group stages and we are okay. You understand? The US came to give us some, like, and we went to bottle penalties. So why prolong the agony for? Make it quick. Like, make it quick and painless. That's all I'm saying. That is really all I'm saying. But anyway, it happened. I told a friend that I don't think Sweden will let US do what they did to them in the 2019 World Cup.
Of course not.
I was like, hey, am I sure? I'm like, yes, Sweden. I don't think Sweden will allow it. So, yeah. I mean, props to Sweden because, trust me, it was more a mental game than a physical game.
Yeah.
It was really mental. Like, it was totally mental. Yeah, and I watched I've watched some of the episodes of the recap show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tobin Heath brought Aslani on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying the same thing. It was more a mental game than a physical game. And I mean, Sweden came out on top. And I really think they deserved it because they've been playing exceptional football since they began the World Cup. Do you get it?
They did,
So, yeah. But I mean, I think right now, if Sweden is able to beat Japan, I think they are going far. Whoever beats Japan now, I think.
Yeah, because I am tipping Japan to win.
Because Japan is too clinical. She was saying Japan, the same. You said Japan yeah. plays total different football from them. And Japan is clinical. I think Very. Japan's only weak points are set pieces.
Yeah.
And definitely the Swedes are taller than the Japanese. So if the Swedes get a lot of set pieces, I know for a fact that Elisette will use her head to score a goal. She has already scored like 3 headers already. So yeah. all her goals, like I think almost all her goals she has scored before the round of 16 or something, is like headers. So like we know she can do it. So basically that's the thing. Nigeria, me at the end of the game, I didn't know what to say. Because how can you do all what you did, beat Australia, right? Hold Republic of Ireland to a draw, get here, give England a scare, especially after they beating China 6-1 to go and bottle penalties. What happened to Nandozi that she couldn't catch a penalty for us?
Look, I was saying this to the people I was watching with, that look, Nigeria, you can drag, do what Sweden did to USA, drag the game. You can drag the game to extra time, but just make sure, just score like maybe one minute to the game is over. Then you score. Then you know that, oh,
same thing I was telling a friend here.
But once it gets to penalties, it will be hard.
We know Africa is true with penalties. It hasn't been well for us.
We don't have a good streak when it comes to penalties.
At all.
With the penalties. Yes. When the penalties was going, how I was like, no. This one, dear. But anyway, see, I think Nigeria played really, really well. Exceptionally.
Nigeria played way better than England. I've not seen England play this bad.
I think England is also struggling in this World Cup. They are also struggling a bit.
But you see, when you say this, people don't want to agree with you. Okay. When I watched England's first game, who did England play first? Haiti, right? It was a penalty that separated the two sets. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch the game, you wouldn't even know that it was a penalty. But it's one goal against the Batans team, right? And it's one goal. So I'm like, but that game, I think I missed that game because it was on a Saturday. I think I was on the tennis court or something. But then I watched their second game against Denmark. And in the second half, like, the pressure was on them. But then against China, we have been saying this like since the start. China didn't turn up for the World Cup this time. I don't know what's wrong with them, but China didn't turn up. Because China and Japan, like, usually play similar football.
Yeah.
But this time, China didn't. I don't know what is happening there, but it's like they didn't turn up for the World Cup.
Yeah.
But, okay. And if, I think Haiti was unlucky, honestly.
Yeah.
Because if Haiti did everything right with the Denmark game. It's just the goals that, and I think they were unlucky. It's little things like a last touch, when to shoot, that really separated them. Okay. When you watch England against Nigeria, it's like England had no plan B. There was no plan B to, like, if they don't give us space to move the ball, what are we going to do? Like, there was no plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get the ball to Lauren James wasn't working. Alozie had put it in her pocket. Echebe had put hemp in her pocket. Like, they had put everybody somewhere. Like, Uza was saying on Twitter that, hey, where's Lauren Hemp? And they said they should check Echebe's space because she's definitely there. Like, they had... No, but you see, my point is, like, I really think that... the thing that pains me for Nigeria is like they really showed up and showed out.
They did.
There were no mistakes. Like there were no mistakes.
There was a mistake. The mistake was that they didn't score. That's the mistake. That they didn't score in the regulation time. That they didn't score. That was their mistake.
But you see, Irama, I also think that they were unlucky because Plumter hit the pool. The post. She hit the woodwork.
If that shot had gone, that goal would have been goal of the tournament. What a shot.
See, when she played the shot and I saw that Mary Ebbs didn't touch the ball, I shouted goal. Like I was already up shouting goal. And I heard, oh, we hit the woodwork. I'm like, and she got another shot. You saw she got another shot again. And then Mary Ebbs like saved. See, and at the end of the day, you go and give Vaisa player of the match to Mary Epps. What did she do? I don't know how they even picked this player of the match. There were so many players that this player of the match should have won. But not Mary Epps pulling her tongue out to... What is she doing? She didn't catch a penalty. Me, that vibe, that player of the match, I don't know how, but nah. She didn't deserve the player of the match. She didn't. I even think Jess Carter deserved more because the work Jess Carter did in the defense was... I mean, if you're talking about English players, I think Jess Carter deserved it. And... I mean, you know, aside Plumter to get it, I think Nigeria, all in all, were unlucky. Okay. And I saw somebody saying that the Lucy Bronze tackle on, was it Payne or Aluzi, one of the players, that the player should have gone to crowd the referee to ask for penalty. I'm like, what is VAR's job? We saw them come in when the ref called the penalty for England and called the ref to come and review. So why didn't they call the ref to come and review? Because that ball, Lucy Bronze didn't go for the ball. She went for the player. Everybody saw it. So if you are telling me to go and crowd the ref, what will you do? The ref has made up her mind. Unless VAR comes in, I don't think players have that much capacity to change a ref's mind. But all in all, I just think Nigeria are unlucky. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Me, I want to ask, how do we, when it comes to penalties, like I really want to know what goes on. Does the coach select or do the players raise up their hands to decide? Because letting Oparanozi play the first penalty, me, I didn't understand. She had 3 touches before the time was up. She has not played any World Cup. So why is she playing the first penalty? Me, I want to understand. I think we like that last penalty, winning goal penalty, because I think Oshoala should have taken maybe one of the first 3 penalties. Because if not for anything, I think she's one of the players that is looked up to most in the team. So lead the team. What are you waiting for? What are we really waiting for? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just... The Nigeria game, it is still paining me, honestly. It's still paining me, right? Because then, I mean, what was all of it? You see, when Lauren James stepped on Aluzi, the way she opened her hands.
Yeah.
Like that is my face. Like, what was it all for? Like, all that good ball for what? Like... To lose on penalty, like, yeah, it pay me. That game really paid me.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, so yeah. So moving I think on. Another game I was not really sad. Another game that didn't, is
that? Let's go South Africa.
South Africa, they did their own thing. Generally, the second goal, I don't know what Kidney Swart was doing. Like, I don't know if in her mind she thought she had caught the ball and she was about to catch it and release it. I don't know what happened there. I really don't know what happened there, but I think there were chances that there were times Catalana could have released the ball and she didn't. And they were not really clinical in the attacking third. And I mean, it cost them. It really did. Because I really think South Africa could have beaten this Netherlands team. Not like per tactics, but if you watch the game, like the pressure was on Netherlands. But what is pressure on a team if you are not using it to your advantage?
Yeah.
You get it. I really think that, I think the second goal is just what's... And I also think when Seppo Senwe got injured, right? I think she should have brought Sesani in because that little girl, she's a thorn. Like, she would have been a thorn in their flesh. She would have gotten, like, so many set pieces that they could have done, like, better things with. I don't know why she waited till later to bring the girl in. Me, I don't get it. I mean, it was sad to see Seppo Senwe had to be substituted. Yeah. Mbanye had to be stretched off, all those things, I mean, hard luck to them. But I think the substitutions also didn't work for them because they were misplacing passes. Like, South Africa, we watched you come from a goal down to beat Italy. What is happening? Like, the connecting is not connecting. Like, we are not getting it. What is happening? So, yeah, the South Africa game, they pay me because it was like 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Irama, I set three
alarms.
I set three alarms to wake up. And luckily, the third alarm woke me up. It jolted me out of sleep. Nah, that was painful. That was painful. And the US also came to do what they did 5 hours later. That was even worse. It's just like pain upon pain. Like, you people, stop that. You don't like that. I mean, honestly, the Australia-Denmark game, I was not surprised by the score. I didn't expect Denmark to win. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, Denmark was slow. They've just been slow in this tournament.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Denmark only got the round of 16, in my opinion, because China didn't show up for the World Cup. Yeah. Because if China had showed up, it was Haiti's second time, I'm sure Haiti would have scored Denmark. Because the Haitians, they play, like, see, it's just... I think it's a new experience. And I definitely think the next World Cup will see them. I am not expecting anything less from them. They are really good. And I think, like, this is like, come and see how the World Cup is. I expect that the next World Cup, they are coming to, like, really, really, really work. Another game that also pained me is the Colombia-Jamaica.
Honestly. I wasn't able to watch any of today's games, so the Colombia, Jamaica, and then the France game. But when I saw the scoreline for the Colombia, Jamaica, I was like, no, come on.
The one goal they conceded in this World Cup has taken them home. That is what even makes it more painful. And see, honestly, bad judgment on Blackwood's side because she misread the curve of the ball, right? But knowing Usme, she already knew what she wanted to do with the ball before the ball got to her. Because by the time Blackwood had turned, she had already moved past here. She put the ball in the net. I think it was just bad judgment on her part. But she really tried to make up for it. She put in very good crosses. They were just unlucky. Mm-hmm. One cross, Kata headed the ball, hit the post. And then the keeper was able to parry it out. They got a free kick. Drew Spence headed the ball, like, into the floor, right? Like, to give her the power and the height, but... when it hit the floor, like, it changed direction. So, like, it just went past the post. I really think Jamaica were just unlucky because they went toe-to-toe. And that Caicedo was not seen so much in the game, honestly. But I was happy to see Guzman play for Colombia because in the Under-20 Women's World Cup, she was probably one of the promising stars from the Under-20 team. And I was really happy she came because she gave that cross to Usme and Usme scored. So I was really, really happy for her because, like, I know, like, she's very good. And she really worried Khadija Shaw. Like, she was everywhere. She was not giving her a chance. I mean, she's 18. I think she and Kaisen are probably like the youngest, like the young players on the team. But, like, she really showed out. And I mean, Vanegas not playing is the reason why she was able to play. But I'm still happy that she was able to show us because, I mean, I think she was the reason why Colombia had some attacking plays to do. Because Caicedo, Alison Swabi and Chantal Swabi were really on her, like, not giving her a chance. But, I mean, Jamaica, I really believe that the next World Cup, we are in trouble. We are in real trouble in the next World Cup.
For sure.
Because they're coming to do wild, wild things. See, the France-Morocco game, forget the scoreline. The pressure was on, Irama. The pressure was really, really, really on.
Who was the pressure on?
The pressure was on France. When the game started, it was
This thing about the people giving who pressure, then at the end of the day, they'll come and score you. What's the use of the pressure? If you are pressurizing somebody and then they hit you in the end, what's the use of all that pressure that you are pressurizing them?
It is Colombia, the two goals came in quick succession, right? And that took a bit of, like, the light out of them because when the game started, they were getting chances, like, they got Wendy Renard to make a mistake, but they couldn't capitalize on it. Like, but I think the second and third goal came in quick, like, succession. So, like, it really dampened their spirit. But even when they came back in the second half, they were also on Morocco. Like, they were on France. Like, they were playing good football. Then out of nowhere, the fourth game goal came. Le Sommer is whoever she thinks she is. That's all I have to say. She is whoever she thinks she is. Because the fourth goal, she made it look so easy, Rama. But that is not an easy goal to score, especially with your head. Nah, it wasn't easy. But I'm very happy that we have young players that are also showing out. Vicky Betro gave that cross. Like, all she needed was like a millimeter past the defender to cross the ball. Sweet, sweet, sweet. I think right now, Betro is 19. Guzman is 18. But I think young players awards, I think the two of them are in the running with Caicedo, of course. I think the three of them are in the running now because, nah. Mm. And another thing, Hervé Renard did today that I like this. Now, everybody on their team has played. All the players he brought to the World Cup have played in the World Cup. And I think it's a really beautiful thing to see. Everybody. I think the last two players entered in after the fourth goal had come. That's also very nice to see. So, Charlie, today's games, I think today's games were not as painful as the day before us because Nigeria had broken my heart. Nigeria had broken. But the Spain Switzerland was expected when the goal started. The Japan game, definitely, the first goal was an own goal. Norway scored themselves. I think Ingen scored herself. But then Gurwaitin, like, equalized. And I was like, oh, maybe the game is about to balance. No. They scored. And they scored again, like, from nowhere. Japan, when you are watching their games, Irama, it's like five touches and we are in your box. Like, they move so quick. And I also think, I don't know, but I could be wrong, but I don't think Norway played any friendly against them. I don't think Norway did. Because if they did, they would have been really aware of how they move. They find the space, even if there's no space. Like, we are finding the space. They move so quickly. And that is one thing I think Sweden are really aware about it. From Aslani's interview with Tomin Hitch, she was like saying that they are really aware about how quick they move. But I mean, at the end of the day, we'll see what will happen.
Yeah.
But they move so quick. Like, the third goal, like, maybe the second goal, I think it was a corner. And the Norwegians didn't clear the ball quickly. Like, she was trying to pass the ball to somebody for the person to kick before she realized. Like, the ball has gotten to a Japanese. Immediately they passed the ball, I was saying go. Like, two passes, go. Like, that's quick. We don't have time to, like, do extra dribbling. No, two passes. Like, pass. She got the ball, she passed to somebody and they scored. They went to celebrate. Went to pass ball. 80-something minutes. Come and do pass, 3-4 touches. Enter. Third goal. Finish. No way, there was no coming back. Japan don't have time to dribble and no. We are not taking you on. Come, I've passed this ball. They've given me the ball back. I've crossed. Somebody headed it back. We've scored. Finish. Let's move on. If you want to dribble, take dribbling of the year to your house. We want trophy to win. We are moving for Japan is too quick. Like, the keeper will pass. Like, Japan. Honestly, I think like the match I'm looking forward to is
Japan-Sweden.
Yes, of all the quarterfinal games, I think that's the game I'm actually like really looking forward to. I'm not saying like other games will not be like tough and everything, but I really think that is like it's two different styles of play, right?
Yeah.
And everybody has their weakness. So at the end of the day, I think it is whose weakness will be exploited more.
Yeah.
I really think that's what it comes back to.
But
another game, Italy, I was looking to during the round of 16 was like, Lauren James versus Caicedo, because like they dribble not like exactly the same, but then she has a red card. We don't know how. I'm not aware of how many games she's going to miss yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why Abi Odun didn't play the round of 16 game is she got a 3-match ban instead of missing the normal. I think they said red card is like one game or something, but she got a 3-match ban. So I don't know if she's going to get a 3-match ban, her World Cup is over. Like No more games for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's quarterfinals, semifinals, and final. Three games. You are done, right? And I really think it's sad for the way she started, like, her performance, to be tainted by, like, split-second decision, frustration, getting the better part of you. Okay, but, I mean, hey, football. You learn your lessons. But I'm still looking forward to the England-Colombia game. Because I think Ramirez, Bright battle will be fun. I think it will be a fun battle because Ramirez is just too strong. Even if you are going back. So, like, I think Millie Bright is somebody that, like, if it's on a good day, can probably handle Ramirez.
Yeah.
Definitely the Caicedo battle. Yeah?
Yeah, no, I was agreeing with you. But also just a chip in. So, with Lauren James, or with Abiodun, she was supposed to serve a one-match ban, but it was extended to 3 matches by the disciplinary committee. So for James, initially it's a one-match ban, but it may be extended by the committee. So we'll just see how that plays out.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I hope she gets one more match to play. But, I mean, people are using precedent things, but we'll see what will happen. I think one thing I'm not liking about the whole situation is how some of the former English players are trying to make light of the issue, make it look like it's not as bad as we are seeing. It is bad.
It's bad. Stop it. Stepping on somebody's back when the person is on the ground and you are stepping on your back. Remember,
Farrah Williams I saw her video. She was.
Remember, in 2019, during Cameroon, which game? Cameroon, and they were playing somebody, and one of their players, I think, kind of punched the other team's player. I forgot which game it was.
It was Cameroon's game. I think Cameroon, England.
And our children are watching this. This is not whatever for people to watch. Think of their children. Well, now
you've gone 4 years back. Let's go back to the Nigeria-Canada game. When Abiodun's own, the VAR came in and it became a red card. You know that Abiodun was the one who had the ball.
Oh, really?
She had the ball. And she touched the ball. It's just that the follow-through landed on her. That's why initially the ref gave her a yellow card.
That's true.
You should hear the commentary after, like, VAR was reviewing and they were showing us the slow-mo. You should hear the commentary, like the commentators. And, like, she went in for the kill and it looks very bad as they are playing. They're having surprise as Ashley Lawrence is walking on her feet because blah, 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 blah. When Lauren James won't happen, they were there trying to laugh it out. Oh, that looks silly from Lauren James. It's not silly. It's wrong. Call it out. I think... Was it Farrah Williams or something was saying that there was no malice to the stamp? I mean, there's no malice. If there's no malice, why didn't she apologize to Alozie then? She knew what she was doing.
She was frustrated,
yes. But don't tell us that there's no malice in this. Please. You are just even making things worse for Lauren James. And I think one thing that she could have done that probably could have ended this thing, because definitely we know that the cameras would have brought out pictures. You remember Horan and Van de Donk's when they were done?
Yes.
And they posted pictures of them hugging each other. I think if Lauren James had done that with Aluzi, it would have been easy. All this would have been put to bed by her. I really think it would have just shut everything up, because the Netherlands-USA game, like, people are talking about, like, the tension and everything. But when the pictures came, we're like, oh, like, at the end of the day, we are still friends. If you read the comments under those pictures, like, at the end of the day, it's football. But we have not seen any pictures of Lauren James and Aluzie together. Okay. We've not heard Lauren James apologizing for whatever she's done. They should stop making it look like it's not bad. It is bad. Call a spade, it is bad. What she did was bad. She has to learn from it. Because I really think what frustrated her the most is in the China game, she was able to move as freely as she wanted. And she scored some bangers. Like, let's be honest. She scored some one offside game in. But there was no space for her to move. And Alonso didn't give her any chance. Not even a millimeter of a chance to. No. Mm-hmm. No. Even pain was stopping her in the midfield before it got there. Like, wherever she was passing, it wasn't working. She came as far back to the midfield and it still wasn't working. So we saw the frustration. And in Rama like this, I called it. I had called that if the ref doesn't take, if Viegman doesn't take her out, she might be provoked. I didn't even finish saying my statement and it happened. And my friend was like, I keep predicting red cards and it's happening. Like, no. Like, when you watch players in games and you see the altercations they're having with like players, you can tell these things.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of emotions happening. Okay. And I think sometimes coaches are not quick to see some of these things. Okay. And I mean, it goes ahead too. Because I mean, Nigeria had scored right after the red card. She would have cost them the game, essentially. But Nigeria was not able to capitalize on the red card to score before the penalties.
Yeah.
You get it. And I think it wouldn't have brought a lot of light on even the red card more. Because I mean, if England was going home, they were going home with the red card. But now they are still in and you are not playing any, you might not play anymore because of the red card. So it will still come back to you as long as England stays in the game, right? And it just prolongs. Okay. But yeah, I mean, call a speed. What she did was wrong. Please. People should stop that. What she did was wrong. So yeah. So all the African teams are coming home. If some of them are not home already, that's all I can see. It's sad, but I think for the first time, we had three African teams going to the knockouts, which is an improvement, even though we are coming home after getting to the knockouts. It's sad, though. It's like achievement, but...
Yeah.
The achievement didn't last. It didn't
last. It doesn't last long, but anyway.
It's still
there. Yes. We go again in 2027.
Yes, before again in 2027.
At least in Olympics.
And also in the Olympics. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, yeah, so South Africa, Morocco, Nigeria are coming home. Quarterfinals start Friday, 11th August. Hey, 1 a.m. Ghana time, Iran, Hawaii. At least it's a Friday. So, I mean, if I wake up that early, it's not much of a big deal. That's Friday. It's going to be. Well, it's Friday and Saturday. So, I think it's two games a piece because it's now four matches. So, Spain will play Netherlands. Then Japan will play Sweden the same day. Then on Saturday, Australia will play France at 7 a.m. Ghana time. And then Colombia and England at 10:30 a.m. So, Japan's winning game is 7:30. On Friday. Then we move to the semi-finals. Predictions. Or we are still not predicting.
Oh, we can predict finals.
No, you. I've been saying a prediction wasn't working. So right now, are you ready to predict?
No, I'll start predicting on the FIFA one because I'm also not able to watch a lot of the games. Or I haven't been able to watch a lot of the games
for
week and a half. So
okay. So Spain, Netherlands. Who come out on top?
Netherlands.
How many goals?
I cannot say on goals.
But I think at the end of the day, Netherlands will come on top.
I think so. I mean, Spain can. It's close to call, but I think Netherlands.
Yes. But I'm also thinking Netherlands because I think aside Japan, I don't think Spain has had like an equally tough opponent, really. Because against Japan, clearly, they had not, like they couldn't produce any good thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So I really think Netherlands will be difficult to beat, but I also think Netherlands will come up on top. Japan, Sweden. Japan, Sweden. I'm predicting Sweden to win. My brother will not like me saying
Sweden
this,
to win. I predict Japan to win.
I was just, if you didn't even predict Japan to win, I would have asked you, are you okay? Because I know you are going for Japan to win the World Cup.
Yeah, I predict Japan to win the Cup. So I predict Japan to win.
Right. Australia, France. Before I ask your prediction, another nice thing that happened is when Sam Kerr finally took to the field.
Okay.
Yo, the stadium went mad.
Okay, of course.
It went mad. When they saw her warming up and like taking off her tracksuit, the stadium went crazy. Like, and when she came, she almost scored. Like, see. Mm-hmm. I hope she's able to start against France, because I really think they'll need her.
They will.
I think playing her, Fowler, Russell, and Ford, midfield striking, they really click. Like, they don't even need to see where the player is. Like, they know where the player is going to. Like, they are that synced as a team. So I really think they don't need her in that to really be able to win against France.
Yeah, I agree.
But Australia need to be careful of Vicky Becho. That's all I have to say. And Bacha, because those two players, when they get the ball, they are running to your pool with all the gas they have. So Australia beware. But what's your prediction? Who do you think will win? Australia, France? The way you said,
I don't know, but I'm supporting Australia.
Let's go to penalties, Perko.
I'm supporting Australia in that game.
England, Colombia.
Mm. I want Colombia to win. Colombia.
We all want Colombia to win.
Colombia win for me, because these English people, me, I don't want them to win. If they win, I will be hearing for the next 4 years. It's coming home. It came home. It is on the way home. It's finally all the versions of his home.
All the versions of home. We'll hear it. Very true. Yes, yes. But I think this World Cup, I think the in quotes top teams is enough. Your time, like, it's okay. Go home. Go home. Let the in quotes underdog battle it out. It's okay. Like, you've done what you can. Go home. I want Colombia to win, because I've watched the Colombia team, like teams that, and Japan, these two teams from like their junior teams to their senior team has really worked for them. I think it's like it's really, really worked for them, because the Japanese team, I can count like 5-6 players that when they under 20 World Cup. That they came in second or something, if I'm not wrong. They were able to, like, they've transitioned well into the senior team, and, like, they are performing, they are starting, they are scoring, like, they are assisting. That's one thing I can say a lot with the Japan team. Another thing with the Colombia team, same thing. Like, the transition has worked. Even though Ospina is still playing, even though Usme is still playing, even though Ramirez is still playing, like, the younger players have been able to, like, come into the team and it's working. So I'm really tipping these two teams like to get like really far ahead, because like it's nice to see the transitions actually work. I want Sweden to beat Japan.
So that you can laugh at me. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I can laugh at you. Yeah. Yeah, wow. So yeah, we are always on opposite side of the teams every single time. So why should this be different?
Okay, it shouldn't be different. We shall see.
But, I know. At the end of the day, somebody will have the last laugh. I just hope it will be me. But I think actually of all the games, I think that is well for me. But I think for the Australians, it will be against France. That will be the game they'll be looking forward to. But I think Sweden, Japan will be a big game. Like a really, really big. Yeah. But I'll say that this World Cup is really living up, because if not for anything, Germany is gone home. Brazil is gone home. And I'm sure no one saw it coming.
USA is gone home.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you see, Brazil and Germany took the lead in the group stage. And then they decided to call USA to follow them. And yeah. I don't think anyone saw it happening.
No.
I didn't see Brazil going. I certainly didn't see Germany going home either. Not, I mean, I'm glad that, like, the gap is closing. Somebody even says the gap is not there again. So,
but honestly, I mean,
you also think the gap is not there again, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it has really closed. It has really closed, which is good.
So it's like it's really marginal. Like, it's really so slim.
Close, so close now, so close in just 4 years. It's amazing.
A lot has happened, like so much.
It's amazing. This is what I like to see. So I hope the teams, all of the teams continue to
I hope it continues.
Yeah.
Yeah. really think that development continues with like the various countries, FAs, like men chipping in for support. I mean, because I also think that if we have like national team men also standing up for the national team women in getting the same support, investments and stuff like that, I think it will happen. Somebody was, they don't understand why women are always fighting for like equality and in the sports game. I mean, like, people forget that women's football was banned for 50 years.
In some countries.
But people don't even know. Yeah, like it was banned. I don't think people know that happened. But I think overall, I'm liking what I'm seeing. And I don't even want to wait for the next World Cup. I know that next year the Olympics will be. I think the hype, this energy will flow into the Olympics. I'm not expecting anything less. I think it will be fun. So yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, next World Cup year, if you get 3 chances and you don't score, know that. In fact, pack your bags before you come and play, because anything can happen. I think the next World Cup, that's what it will be. Actually, like the last game, like pack your bags before you come and play, because like anything can happen. Like anything can happen at all. So yeah, so we'll be back. We'll be back with another episode. Today I'm not going to say peace because I'm in pain.
You are in pains.
I'm sad.
You are in pains. Oh.
I'm in pains.
Oh, sorry.
I'm in pains.
Sorry.
I mean, it's like it's still inside my body. You know, it was yesterday, but the pain is still there. Anyway, so we'll catch you guys later Monday. But our finals is done. One of us will have the last laugh anyway, so we won't forget to bring it up. So don't worry, you get to know at the end of the day with all of us. So, on to another episode. Irama.
Yes, please.
Goodbye. Goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye. So formal. Wow. All right.
Peace.